As we heard in Katie's report there, two American soldiers were killed today in Mosul. The city in northern Iraq has seen a rise in violence lately. In another recent incident in Mosul, gunmen killed two sisters and wounded their mother. The apparent motive was the fact that the victims were Christians. Mosul is home to a large Christian community, and thousands of its members have fled to escape a wave of violence and threats against them. The World's Quill Lawrence reports from Mosul.
Christians have been coming to Sunday worship at the Church of St. George here in Mosul for about 1,000 years. As he walks up the stairs into the chapel, Father Roni stops to admire the mosaic on the inner courtyard. It depicts St. George killing the dragon. The chapel is empty today, and Roni says it's not much different on Sundays.
In the past, there were like more than 100 persons.
And
right now, no more than 20.
His parishioners fled a wave of killings and threats against Mosul's Christians in recent weeks. Roni says it's hard to figure out why or even how many have left. News reports claim 13,000 people have left, but Roni thinks that's been exaggerated. Still, Mosul has never completely recovered from the chaos after the fall of Saddam Hussein in 2003. Many Christians have left Mosul since that time, getting out of Iraq if they could, or moving into the relatively peaceful Kurdistan region that neighbors Mosul. The most recent exodus seems especially dramatic, but it's still hard to explain.
We always heard the rumors and the innuendo that you always hear here in Iraq, but never any facts, dates, or times.
General Mark Hertling is the commander of U.S. forces in the northern portion of Iraq. He says the violence against Christians began in October and then fear took over.
The reality is that there was a posting on an extremist website, Al-Qaeda website, that said Christians will be killed. There was, in a period of a time of about 10 days, we counted 8 murders of Christians. As we started sending people around, why are you leaving? Well, because everyone else is. Did you have any direct threats? No. Did anyone come knocking at your door? No.
Several houses owned by Christians have been destroyed, and rumors abound of kidnapping and threatening letters. The Iraqi media and the government in Mosul pumped up the story, according to Hertling, prompting perhaps 1,000 families to leave. Most of them have ended up in villages just outside the city, like Hamdaniya, which has a large Christian population, and church steeples all around the city. Last Sunday at Hamdaniya's largest church, Iraqi Christians filled the pews and stood in the aisles to hear Mass. So many Mosul Christians have fled to Hamdaniya that they've started a separate church service on Saturday to accommodate them. But even here, with an ad hoc Christian militia guarding the street corners, many were afraid to speak. Some rumors suggest Arab Muslim extremists have driven the Christians out of Mosul. Others hint that ethnic Kurds are trying to move Christian populations around in advance of next year's elections. Abdullah, a Christian from Hamdaniya, works with the city council to help find housing and aid for those who fled.
They are afraid to speak anything about the troubles in Mosul. They are immigrated. They are forced to leave.
The few families who agreed to speak shed little light on why they left. Some said they would be returning to Mosul soon, but recent news won't encourage them. Over the weekend, the government in Baghdad approved a bill reserving just 6 seats on Iraq's governing councils for religious minorities. The United Nations had suggested guaranteeing at least 12 seats. That, along with the 2 murders in Mosul today, won't help convince the Christians that they'll be safe in Mosul or anywhere in Iraq. For the World, this is Quill Lawrence, embedded with U.S. forces, Mosul, Iraq.